Welcome back, everybody, to the Monsters Eye View podcast. We are presented by Main Event, and boy, we've got a big show for you today. Alongside Kaylee Lane, as always, I'm Tony Brown, and we've got a whole host of good info for you today. In a moment, we'll get set with our warm-up and see what the Monsters have been up to recently on the ice. Then it's our talking points, and today we're focusing on the community engagement that the Monsters are so focused on throughout the season and really throughout the calendar year. So we'll recap a recent tour with the Monsters stop at Winterhurst in Lakewood. We'll take a closer look at the recent Kid Nation party, which took place in Parma, and we'll look ahead to Tip a Monster, one of the biggest annual fundraisers for the Monsters throughout the year. Then we'll see what's on the docket, what's upcoming for Cleveland, and wrap it up with Kaylee's questions. And this is going to be a good one today. I say that every time, but they're always good. I think people are going to like this one and relate to this one, too.
Absolutely. I mean, I do.
All right. So without further ado, on the Monsters Eye View podcast presented by Main Event, let's get right into things with our warm-up. Okay, Kaylee, so recently for the Monsters, it's been a little bit of a mixed bag. January has been probably the most difficult month in terms of results for this team, but Cleveland remains atop the North Division standings, although their lead is down to just 2 points as of the time of this recording. Cleveland's 24-11-1-1, 50 points as they exactly sit, one game past the halfway mark on the season. Syracuse, though, surging a bit, 22-12-2-2, 2 points back. But Cleveland, a couple of frustrating results, including in their most recent game against the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. It was a 4-3 loss on Saturday, January the 20th, in a game that I think Trent Vogelhuber would admit he felt his team should have won.
And when we were playing, something that I noticed is every single tweet I was putting out, it was like penalty, penalty kill, power play, penalty kill, everything. And it was just going back and forth. Lehigh, I want to say, had one power play goal, but still, that's one, and they won by one goal, ultimately. I believe it was one, right?
Yeah, that's right. Lehigh Valley went 1-for-7 on the power play in that game. Cleveland went 2-for-8. The thing about the Phantoms coming in, when you look at the numbers with them, they take a ton of penalties. They're like second in the league in penalty minutes per game. Their captain, Garrett Wilson, leads the league with over 100 penalty minutes on the season. And so you have to stay disciplined. You can't get drawn into that sort of a game. And so that was the refrain, not just leading into the Saturday game, but the Friday game, too, against Lehigh from Trent and from the players. We can't get sucked into this special teams battle. We're the better team at 5-on-5, so let's try to eliminate the variables that come with killing penalties throughout the game. And unfortunately, neither team was able to avoid the penalty box in that one. But it was kind of a wild game, back and forth. Monsters had leads of 2-0 and then 3-2, but Lehigh Valley scored twice in the third period, came away 4-3 winners. And if we go back even to a game before that, the Monsters, a 4-2 win over the Phantoms on the previous night, but it's just been sort of like a win-one, lose-one thing here for the Monsters for the last several weeks, which, you know, for fans, it's easy to look at that and say, oh, wow, the team's struggling. Should I be concerned? I don't know about you, Kaylee, but I think it's good for any team to face some adversity throughout the season, because being in first place is great, but it comes with, you know, some costs, right? The other teams, when they play, they know they're going after the top dog in the division, and in some cases, one of the best teams in the entire league, and definitely in the Eastern Conference. So you get everybody's best game. You have success, that builds confidence, but you face adversity, and that builds character.
And not to mention, for the most part, I mean, they've been one-goal games. Like, for example, January 12th versus Utica, 5-4 loss. January 13th versus Syracuse, 3-2 shootout loss. And then the game on January 20th, 4-3 loss. So every single game, I'm pretty sure, maybe this is incorrect, but I'm pretty sure every single game that we've lost, for the most part, minus like one or two, has been a one-goal difference.
Yeah, that's true, especially in January here. The only non-one-goal loss was in Rochester on the 5th. That was a 3-1 game, so also a tight game. But yeah, you know, you face a little adversity. You remember that, you know, things are going to be more difficult come the playoffs, and you hopefully sort of take these lessons and you apply them as you go forward. But let's also not forget about the personnel situation here. Monsters were loaded at the start of the year.
Absolutely.
Because Columbus was healthy. Blue Jackets have now, they've been injured. Now they're getting a little bit healthier. We saw David Juracek back in Cleveland last weekend, which was a real treat. He assisted on all 3 goals for the Monsters in that loss in their most recent game at home to the Phantoms there. But Nick Blankenberg has now been assigned back to the Monsters here in recent days. And all of a sudden, we're back to that logjam on defense. So I'm interested to see how that plays out. Who's going to sit out? I mean, there's a big competition for playing time, just like there was at the beginning of the year. And now when that happens in the heart of the season here, I mean, it can be a good thing. Maybe for certain players it can be frustrating if, you know, you're on the outside looking in, but it keeps everyone motivated because it's who performs the best in practice and who executes the best in games that gets to play. So now there's going to be that competition again, and that really helped the team at the start of the year, so I'm excited. We could put it this way. He's going to have tougher decisions here
for
coming
sure.
up as to who's going to play. For a while there, the Monsters were really thin, especially up front, and so it's like whoever's healthy is playing. The other thing to watch here that's interesting is the goaltending situation, because fans might have seen in recent days that Spencer Martin was assigned, or rather waived by Columbus for the purpose of assignment to Cleveland, but he got snatched off the waiver wire by Carolina. So now that extra slot in the goaltending depth chart in the Blue Jackets organization kind of evaporates. So you've got Elvis and you've got Tarasov up with the Jackets right now. And then all of a sudden, it's just Jet, and Jet is the next guy up. And, of course, we all know what he's meant to the Monsters' success this year. Pavel Chayan recently got sent down to the ECHL, which, not a bad thing, guys.
No,
a good,
absolutely.
Good thing for him to get some playing time, as he wasn't playing a bunch behind Jet. But now he's back with Cleveland, and I'm just interested to see, you know, let's all hope, I guess, that the injury situation in the goal crease up in Columbus stays healthy, because if it doesn't, things could change in that department for the Monsters, and that would be a big loss for Cleveland to not have Jet Greaves, somebody that they've hung their hat on all season long. So with that, our warm-up behind us, Monsters will have a bunch of big games coming up. We'll talk about that when we go on the docket. But for right now, a break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at our talking points and see what the Monsters are up to in the community. More in a moment. Alongside Kaylee Lane, I'm Tony Brown, and this is the Monsters iView Podcast, presented by Main Event. Monsters Eye View Podcast is presented by Main Event. Walking into a Main Event is like entering a new world of lights, music, entertainment, and laughter. A trip to Main Event is a chance for the whole family to reconnect, celebrate, compete, eat, and play. When you're with us, each and every moment together is the Main Event. Visit them online at MainEvent.com. Back on the Monsters Eye View Podcast, thanks to our great sponsors, Main Event, for making this possible with Kaylee Lane, the Monsters Digital Content Coordinator. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I'm Tony Brown, Voice of the Monsters. That's an easier one to remember title-wise. But let's get right into our talking points, Kaylee. And we're going to focus on the community side here because the Monsters have been busy. I mean, you know better than anyone. You're out there covering these games on events on social. And so we were all there at Tour with the Monsters. So let's start there. It's presented by University Hospitals and the UH Drasinski Sports Medicine Institute. But back on Martin Luther King Day, that was the 15th of January, the Monsters went to Lakewood and Winterhurst Ice Arena to sort of get in touch with the fans again. Fans able to see practice, which took place not in the morning but in the evening, and then an open skate on the ice. And you were right in the thick of it. What did that look like to you, that great event?
Honestly, it was the craziest tour of the Monsters I think I've been a part of. I have never seen this many people ready to meet the players, skate with them after. And I had the privilege to walk around with our junior reporter, Bentley, and he and I were feeling out the event. We were making sure we were interviewing players, and he got to interview some kids. And just the atmosphere there was just, the intensity was so high, but everybody was just so excited to be there.
It was packed for sure. That's
so
what
packed.
I thought about it. You know, it was hard to move around in there almost. There were so many people. But those events are so cool because, you know, all the practices for the team are open, but they're not often held at a time that's convenient for folks that work or maybe have kids in school. You can't always come out at like 10:30 in the morning on a weekday and see the guys. Mm-hmm. So to be able to go get a glimpse, especially for the young kids that play hockey, to see like what a practice really looks like, I mean, that's cool, and that's enlightening. And even for those kids' coaches or parents that are there, I'm sure there's some things that you can pick up, not just the drills or whatever, but just from the way that these guys conduct themselves on the ice. So it's a cool peek behind the curtain in that regard. You know, but for me, I had my son Dylan there. We didn't spend a lot of time watching the practice because we were negotiating with the arena staff to let us in the back so Dylan could look at the Zamboni, because that's all he wants to look at and it's all he cares about. But that was still a lot of fun, and I love those events. I just think they're such a cool, unique thing. And things do get wild on the ice, though,
so
after
crazy.
The practice with the open skate. We thought about getting him out there to take a spin, but then we were thinking, I don't know, it's a little congested
maybe
out
not.
There. Maybe this wouldn't be the best. But you were there. Lots of great opportunities for these fans, not just to, like, be around the players, but to actually meet them, talk to them, get to know them as people. That's pretty cool.
It's such a personal event, and that's what I like about just this team in general, is how we really make that community outreach personal. We have these opportunities where it's just a free event at your local ice rink, and you just show up and you have the chance to meet the players, take photos, just have a quick conversation with them on the ice. They're still on skates. Just, I can't even imagine if I were a kid looking up at my favorite player on skates on the ice. I think I would panic. But
right.
It's the coolest thing, and I was out there the whole time. Obviously, Bentley and I were interviewing players and kids, but I was also kind of grabbing content and just kind of lurking around, taking all my videos. But it was so packed out there that I just kind of like was shifting from like side to side, because I'm just like, I can't stand in the middle. There's too much action going on.
I just want to take a minute, too, though, to congratulate and thank our players, too, because I think they do a great job at these events. I mean, you know, playing hockey for a living is a privilege, and it's something that these guys, I know, don't take for granted. But it comes with it some situations that might be unfamiliar to guys in their 20s that are new to this career. And that's sort of, you know, interfacing with the fans and talking to kids and making sure that everyone has a great experience, that they come away with a positive impression. And these guys take that to heart. They do a really good job at these events.
It's really nice to see them, because I get to talk with them after and just say, how was it? Like, how do you feel? And they were like, that was so fun. Like,
yeah,
that was really cool. And it's just their chance where it's just so natural for them to be in that environment, to then add fans to that. I think it's easier for them to acclimate to it because it's their comfort zone.
Right.
Which I think then in turn makes it so much easier and obviously more approachable for everybody, and just a very feel good kind of situation.
And let's be honest, these guys like to feel like big stars,
and
the kids certainly make them feel that way, as they should, because you know, being able to meet your heroes that you see on the ice at the Fieldhouse all the time, huge chance for these young kids, especially the young youth hockey players. All right, let's keep things moving along now and talk about an event that you were at. I did not get out to this one, but last night our Kid Nation party took place at the Make Believe Family Fun Center in Parma, and we had Billy Sweezy, Cole Clayton, Corson Coolmans were all out there with the kids. This seemed like a crazy event. So what was that like for you to be at?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't personally there, but...
Oh, my bad.
Oh, no, that's totally okay. But it was just really cool, because when I don't work these events, I still like to follow and just see how they play out and just see, because there's a lot of places, as somebody who is semi-new to Ohio still,
uh-huh,
I'm learning the area and trying to see, like, what's cool around. And just seeing the guys, like, run around, and there's videos all over our Twitter of them in ball pits and playing with all these kids and throwing around styrofoam balls. And Corson was getting so into it with these kids, and they were pelting him with these, like, styrofoam balls. And honestly, I don't know who had more fun just even looking at these videos, if it were the kids or if it were our guys.
Like, not even exaggerating at all. Especially those three guys, three perfect selections for an event like this. You know, and I'm sure a lot of these guys have little siblings or nephews, nieces, or cousins or whatever, so they can go into that mode. But it's fun to watch them have as much fun as the kids. And I agree. I think you're right. I mean, you know, it's something different. These guys are in a kind of a hardcore routine throughout the season. You know, you get to the practice rink, you practice, you take care of your, you know, strength and conditioning responsibilities in the weight room. You're talking about systems. You're having meetings all the time. So to do something like totally fun and totally different, you can see that it's sort of a release valve for those guys too, which is pretty cool.
And as somebody who wasn't even at the event, seeing how much fun they were having just through these videos, I was sitting just eating dinner, watching these, just cracking up, because I'm like, I know how much fun they're having. And again, just kind of soaking up the moment and just kind of encompassing what there is to offer. And they truly just... they do so well with the fans, and especially with Kid Nation kids. I love to see it.
Yeah, so congrats to the players and all the kids that were there at the Kid Nation party at Make Believe Family Fun Center in Parma. So thanks to them for their great work in hosting that event. Let's take, before we move on to what's on the docket for Cleveland, let's take a minute, Kaylee, and talk Tip a Monster 2. This is a huge fundraiser. We're now exactly 1 week away from Tip a Monster. It's a new take on an old classic on Tuesday, January the 30th at the Metropolitan at the 9. A VIP cocktail hour is going to take place in the vaults from 6 to 7 p.m., then dinner and access to the vaults from 7 to 10. So it's going to be a little new. It's going to be a little bit more highbrow. It's going to be the players dining with everybody that comes to the event, so you'll get some serious one-on-one time in a relaxed setting, you know, like eating dinner with these guys. It's going to be really cool. And there's also going to be some really cool, like, silent auction items and stuff like that, and we heard about what a few of those will be. One of them is going to be a chance to play golf with Trent Vogel-Huber, right?
That's so fun.
That's going to be great. And then I was told another one is going to be going to a Guardians game with me and Tease. So,
oh, that's even more fun.
So that'll be cool. Yeah. I mean, you know, in the summer months, that's a way to get us, you know, back and thinking about the Monsters. So an exciting event. It's going to, again, range in price from general admission tickets starting at $79 to VIP tickets that come with a couple of more privileges and a little bit more access. Those start at $179, but it's going to be an awesome setting at the Metropolitan at the Nine. And most of all, it's going to be a great way to make money for the Monsters Community Foundation. So I think we're all excited.
Yeah, and if you guys want more information on the event and just kind of want to explore what it has to offer, please visit clevelandmonsters.com/tip.
Very professional,
Thank
Kaylee.
You.
That was well done. All right, with that, we're going to take a quick break here on the podcast. When we come back, we'll see what's on the docket for the Monsters as the Monsters I View podcast presented by Main Event rolls on after this. The Monsters Eye View podcast is presented by Main Event. Walking into a Main Event is like entering a new world of lights, music, entertainment, and laughter. A trip to Main Event is a chance for the whole family to reconnect, celebrate, compete, eat, and play. When you're with us, each and every moment together is the Main Event. Visit them online at MainEvent.com. Back in the Monsters Eye View podcast presented by Main Event with Kaylee Lane. I'm Tony Brown, and now it's time to see what's on the docket. Although, stay with us, because later in the show, we've got Kaylee's questions, and I think a question today relevant to all of society in a certain age group, so we'll touch on that in just a minute. But on the docket right now, we wanted to look, Kaylee, at what's ahead for the Monsters on the schedule, both in terms of opponents and promotional nights, and we've got a lot of good ones coming up as this team record 10-game homestand continues this week. Friday, January the 26th is Blood Donor Awareness Night and a 1-2-3 Friday. And this is a chance for Monster fans to see a new opponent to them, the Hartford Wolfpack, a club that the Monsters haven't played at all in recent years. So this is the first game in Cleveland between the Monsters and Wolfpack, definitely in my time with the team. So that's Friday. And then Saturday, January the 27th, one of the biggest ones of the year, Cleveland Rocks
favorites.
Night. Hartford's in again, and there's going to be a great giveaway, an I'm from Cleveland inspired t-shirt, courtesy of Medical Mutual, to the first 7,500 fans. You know, Cleveland Rocks is huge, and the giveaway only puts the cherry on top, so this is going to be a great game.
And if you guys have been on social media recently, you've probably seen pictures of Billy Sweezy, Jake Audette, and Cole Clayton in this wonderful giveaway shirt that we have, just kind of pushing tickets just so that you guys can see how cool these shirts are. Now, they already have the shirts. If you guys want one, make sure to come out to the game. They're super cool, and honestly, Travis Kelce, he kind of paved the way. We got MGK doing it too. We got a lot of people who have these shirts, so why not get your own?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So again, that's Saturday, January the 27th, 7 o'clock against Hartford. So those are the three games this week. After that, just to run through the rest of the homestand, Friday, February the 2nd, it's going to be our Black Heritage Celebration presented by Immaculate Cleaning against the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves are in town for a 1 p.m. game on February the 3rd. Pucks and pierogies. So that is going to be a great day to celebrate our love of pierogies here in Northeast Ohio. Excited to see what's in store there. And then the homestand will conclude with three more games. Friday the 9th of February against Charlotte. First Responders Night presented by Physicians Ambulance. Another 1-2-3 Friday. A huge one on Saturday, February the 10th. Also against the Checkers. 7 o'clock game. Trey Fix Walansky bobblehead night. The newest Cleveland hockey legend immortalized with his own bobblehead. Courtesy of Dominion Energy to the first 5,000 fans. That's Saturday, February the 10th. Get your tickets while you still can. And then on Tuesday, February the 13th, just in time for Valentine's Day, it's Galentine's Day as Grand Rapids is in-house to close out the homestand. So lots of great games coming up. We hope to see you there. Get your tickets at clevelandmonsters.com ASAP. But Kaylee, I also wanted to highlight that we've got three more telecasts coming up on this particular homestand on Bally Sports Great Lakes. So that'll be Saturday, January 27th against Hartford, Friday, February the 2nd against Chicago, and then Friday, February the 9th against Charlotte. So some great chances if you can't make it to the building to tune in with Brad Thiessen, with Jock Callender, with Kenny Rota, our amazing crew. It's been a great run of telecasts so far this season, and we'll keep it going on Bally Sports Great Lakes throughout the homestand. But we'd really hope to see you in-house for these games. ClevelandMonsters.com. Get your tickets starting at just $10. So there's a price point for everybody. Kaylee, before we move on from our On the Docket segment, what can you tell us about the upcoming clothing drive presented by Goodwill? A couple of Fridays coming up, and there's an opportunity for fans to help support the community in their own right here in the winter months.
Yeah, so if you are coming out to the game on January 26th or February 2nd, bring your new or lightly used winter clothes. And we are partnering with Goodwill to donate these clothes and give them back to the community and give people a warm winter jacket and just get them prepared because, as you know, we just had a crazy storm.
Yeah.
We had a crazy storm, and so we love to get back to our community, and ultimately, we want to make sure that everybody is warm. So if you are coming to the game on January 26th, or February 2nd, make sure to bring new or lightly used winter anything, and we will be taking donations here at the Fieldhouse.
All sizes, all different articles of clothing. Again, that's new or gently used stuff, and it's a couple of Friday nights coming up. The Monsters Clothing Drive presented by Goodwill, Friday, January the 26th, and Friday, February the 2nd. So hope to see you guys out at the Fieldhouse, but for right now, one more break on the Monsters Eye View podcast. When we come back, Kaylee's questions, and they're always fantastic, so you guys are going to want to stick around for this. It's the Monsters Eye View podcast presented by Main Event. We'll have more after this. The Monsters Eye View podcast is presented by Main Event. Walking into a Main Event is like entering a new world of lights, music, entertainment, and laughter. A trip to Main Event is a chance for the whole family to reconnect, celebrate, compete, eat, and play. When you're with us, each and every moment together is the Main Event. Visit them online at MainEvent.com. Welcome back, everyone. One final time on the Monsters Eye View podcast presented by our great friends at Main Event with Kaylee Lane. I'm Tony Brown. Kaylee, it is your signature segment now. Kaylee's questions, and I think I had a gentle assist on this week's
Absolutely.
Question. However, I'm excited to hear the responses. Take it away. What'd you have for the boys this week?
Full credit to Tony on this one. He brought this up to me, and I just started laughing.
It's relevant. It's a relevant question for our times.
So Tony had the idea for me to ask if they are still on their parents' phone plan. Because as me, I am 24. I consider myself still, quote unquote, young. I am absolutely still on my parents' phone plan, and I'm going to ride that wave.
I was talking this, talking about this with my wife and with a couple of my friends, too, recently. Like, I'm in my mid-30s now. Pretty much everybody I know is still on their parents' phone plan, and we're like, what is this? What is this phenomenon?
Yes.
And so I recently, I have to say, I'm very proud. I liberated myself from my parents'
nice
phone plan.
Work.
I feel like a real adult now. This is good. Taking responsibility for my own life. But, yeah, so I'm interested to see what the players had to say because I have a feeling a lot of them probably still are.
So we had shout out to Raven Payne for the assist on this one as well. She helped me record parts of these segments. And as she was asking some of the guys, they were just laughing and they were like, yeah, like, of course I'm still on my parents' phone plan. Like, yeah. But then it was interesting because this was something that I didn't think about before asking was the players that are from Europe.
Uh-huh.
They were like, yeah, like, of course, like, my plan in Europe is still with my parents, but, like, I pay for my own American phone plan.
There you go.
So they have – that cross-cancels. They're fine. At that point, they cross-cancel. But then that made me think, given I don't know how much phone plans cost, but when I got my first iPhone, my parents said if I wanted it, I had to pay for the data plan a year in advance. So I was
nice.
13 years old.
Good policy.
And I handed my parents, I think it was like 300 something bucks, and I said, here's the data plan a year in advance. So I feel like I did my due diligence.
There you go.
11 years ago. But that was our rule, was that you had to pay for the data plan a year in advance if you wanted an iPhone. And now I feel like I'm good to stay on the phone plan for a couple more years.
Well, it's just, I feel like at some point along the way, somebody convinced their mom that, like, oh, no, this is cheaper for you to keep me on this. And then nobody ever refuted that very erroneous claim. Because a whole generation of people in this country remains into their middle age period on their parents' phone plan. It's a phenomenon, I'm telling you. And it sounds like the players are still in that mix, although those guys are all in their early, mid-20s at most, for most of them. So I'll give them a pass. But but a topical and relevant question to our times, Kaylee, you are doing the hard-hitting journalism that America wants but also needs at this time in 2024. So thank you very much. That is Kaylee with Kaylee's Questions, and all the guys answered in the affirmative this week, it sounds like. All right, Kaylee, well, that's it for another great episode of the Monsters Eye View podcast. It's presented by our friends at Main Event. We appreciate them so much. We appreciate you guys so much for listening. And make sure you hop on Twitter and I guess I can't call it Twitter. The app formerly known as Twitter. It's got a different name that makes no sense. But hop on there and send me your feedback. I want to hear what you guys think of the podcast at Tony Brown PXB. Where can they find you, Kaylee?
They can find me at KAILEYLANEE on Twitter. Kaylee Lane with a double E. And just let Tony and I know what you think. And you know what? Maybe if this becomes routine, maybe we'll tie some tickets behind it. We got to see if you guys pick this up.
Listen,
don't mind giving them out.
Use that hashtag Kaylee's Questions hashtag there to weigh in on your answer to Kaylee's questions this week. You could also just let us know what you want to hear on the podcast going forward. Are there any topics you have? Are there any questions you have about the team? We're happy to answer them. So make sure you, again, hop on the app formerly known as Twitter, at Kaylee Lane with two E's, at Tony Brown PXP, and let us know what you think. The Monsters Eye View podcast presented by Main Event. That's it for another episode. Kaylee, anything before we go?
No, just make sure to follow us on social media at Monsters Hockey across all platforms.
You heard it there. It's the Monsters Eye View podcast. Thanks for tuning in. We're presented by Main Event, and with Kaylee Lane, I'm Tony Brown saying so long. Make sure you listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll talk to you next time.